Shami Shvi's Daf Mem Dal. The Gemara continues discussing where we knew that Akko was part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Avi Be'Akko, Rebbe was once in Akko, Hamton Eklon Pisa Nakia. He saw the people living there eating white bread. And obviously, the Mefarshim explained that white bread is something that you have to mix together and soak it with water in order to be able to turn it white. And the question is, how can they do that? Because once it's wet, it's meroy makabel tumah, and they have to be careful of tumah while living in Eretz Yisrael. So Mar says that, therefore, how could they do that? So he asked them a question. Amalon, Rabbi said to them, Ma'atun Lassan, what liquid did you put in here to use to make the wet, to whiten your bread? Now again, Mar Fulda explains he didn't ask them if they used the fruit juice, which would be mutter, because people don't do that. It's not practical to mix together white kernels with fruit juice. Won't come out properly. It won't work out. And therefore, they knew that they used water. So if you use water, how could he do that if they're living in Eretz Yisrael? Some of them said to him, Rebbe, don't worry, because Tom Echol Bakom, one of the Talmidim came, told us to use egg water. He told us to use egg water that does make things that are not royal in Kabbal Tumah. It's not Mukshal in Kabbal Tumah. So what do we do? Why not Shulkin be in Lassan and Mimeyon? We boil eggs in water and take that water and wash the wheat with that water that we use some of the Mema. Because they thought when the Talmud said egg water, that's what he meant. He meant Mishalik Babetsa, means water which eggs were boiled in. And that water then becomes water you can use. It's not Mukshal Kabbal Tumah. However, he misunderstood him. That's not what he meant. What he meant to say is you can only use water, that egg's water, which means the yolks of eggs, the water that's in eggs, the liquid that's in eggs, the egg yolk. That's what he meant to them, to use egg yolks. That's not egg whites or egg yolks. That's not what we talk about. That's what he meant to say, that it's not Mukshal Kabbal Tumah. And they misunderstood him. And they use the water that for eggs. You see that Akko clearly yelled there was an Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, it wouldn't have even asked them and told them what they're doing wrong. That they're using, they're allowing their wheat to be mekabel tumah, the mukshal kabel tumah. So you see, that's the idea. What the Gemara is in Akko, another halacha, but you see that Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. Akko, the Gemara goes off into a tangent about the fact that a Talmud didn't speak properly. He gave them instruction, told them what to do, but he didn't explain himself, and liquid came out of kilkul came out of it. So Gemara discusses other halakas, other situations of a Talmud that paskin shaloka haiken. In that moment, they paskin that a Talmud should not paskin a halakha. A Talmud that unless he has Kabbalah, unless he has smicha, unless he has Kabbalah from his Rebbe, it's just from his Rebbe to paskin a shayla, he cannot go ahead. And because then you know how to paskin shaylas, you learn from your Rebbe how to paskin shaylas. You had shemesh from a Talmud Chacham, but otherwise you cannot paskin shaylas if you didn't regil aro. A pechia, Hashem Avinu, is the Nekudah Talmud Hora Afilu Balaka. A Talmud that renders a halaka, Hora Afilu Balaka, renders says a psak, even if he does it correctly, ain't aro saroya. His psak is not a psak. In other words, even if he went ahead and paskin, and it was a correct psak, the halakha that Mara paskins is not considered a good psak, and we don't consider it valuable. Now this has tremendous ramifications, la halakha, obviously, and Achrayim Tshuva speak about this in great detail, because a person did a get, or a gerus, or a kedushin, and he didn't understand, and he's not someone that's royal la ra, but he did it properly. Do we accept it or don't we accept it? So the Gemara seems to say over here, the Bible seems to, the Yishami seems to paskin, that we don't accept it. In a Rasa or a Ra, we don't listen to him. And there's no, it's like it didn't, the Psak is not a Psak, and the luck is not good. In Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that we do to it, that it is a Chumrah. That if we find an halakha, that we give it a Chumrah, that we're not sure, so we have to be choshish that maybe it was correct, and the get is a good get, and the Kedushin is a good Kedushin. That's the halakha with Makim. The Ramah and the Shulchan Machaber, Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea discuss this halakha in great detail, and says that the halakha, we go ahead And we could be somewhat kind of different makom tzorich. We have to rely on it. Yushalmi seems to mashma ain a rasa ra. Even b'diavad, it's not a ra. It's not a possible ra. This is something that's a tremendous source of machlekes amongst the tshuvos and the achronim, rishonim and the achronim. We learn the brayso of tamid shor alaka lefnei rabba chayiv misa. A tamid that passed alaka lefnei rabba was mechuyav misa. Very serious punishment, a very serious indictment. So the halacha would be, now again, when we're talking about, what rabba are we talking about? In Shokhanah, we find halacha mitzvah Rebbe Muvik, as long as you can't pass in front of your Rebbe Muvik, and as long as the Rebbe Muvik is there in town, he's in the area in a certain distance, the Marzen explained, then the halacha is that the... that's where your violation, and that's where locally rabba, you're going to have a person will die. Achayev misa. Achayev misa doesn't mean midei adam, obviously, but it means min shamayim. The min shamayim, just like with Smurson explained, not about Aviv coming up, that they died min shamayim, was exer min shamayim. So too, achayev misa midei shamayim, that person passing in front of his rabba muvik, in front of him, or at least he's in the same city, in the same vicinity. Nadavi only died, according to one opinion, because they passed in halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, in front of him. There was a lack of cover. There was a shaila what to do with the miluim, what to do with the avoda. And they passed in halacha, and they, so the what was the shaila? So the Rafulda brings down that they said, even though an ace came, the fire came down from Shemayim, still a mitzvah to bring an Asia hedyot. And even though they were correct in that you have to light a fire that comes from this world, Moshe Rabbeinu, they passed in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore they were punished mechuyav misa. A Talmud passed in halacha in front of Elazar, his teacher, and Amalei said to his wife, "Einu yitzeh shnasa, who's not going to outlast the week, is going to die." And Elazar said, "Well, Amalei, doctor, before the end of the week, he died." Amalei Talmid, Talmid have said to him, "Rebbe, Rebbe, are you a navi? How did you know? Are you a navi that you knew he's going to die?" Amalei, "La navi, I'm not a navi. No, I'm not a navi. I'm no, not a navi." It's a famous quote from a pasuk in Tanakh that I'm not a navi, nor my father's a navi. Ella, kachal name mekubal, I have a kabbalah from my rebbeim. Shekal torah my local levay rabbo. Let me so pass a look in front of his rabbo. Kai misa, since I was here and you passed in front of me, I knew that midei shemayim is going to be a kuyav misa, and that's why he was going to die. So that's what Talmud passed in front of his rabbo. How far? Yachok memenu shneim asimel. He goes away 12 mil from him. Menachem Yisrael, which referring to the size of Menachem Yisrael, which is in the share of the Midbar, a mil is 2,000 amas, and 12 mil is 24,000 amas, and that's the distance of between, whether we say in the time of the Midbar, when Klai Yisrael was spread out in the Midbar, that was the amount, 12,000 amas, again, Mepharshim Bali Alok explained, it's an average of 7 or 8 miles. So that's a distance where your Rebbe is, where you can't go paskin halacha in front of him. That's the distance a person has to say. Where do we get the idea that we go by that shear? This one of Yudbeis Milan. What's the basis of that? So the Gemara says the basis of that. The basis from that is Yad Mebeis Hashem Asarav Al Hashitim. Kaisel camped alongside the Yarden from Yishmael Atvil. Kam Hafav Zeshnim Asimim. Go by the distance that the Gemara says. In the area that it's considered the distance between the places of 12 mil, and that's the shear we go by a paskening halakha of Neirabo. How do the Gemara get? We have a brisa that says the halakha of Chiyah was in Hefer, in the city of Hefer. And it says, the people would ask him halakha questions of Moida. And he paskened, he would ask the Shailas. They would ask him, and he would rule. This was their normal procedure. Hamalei, someone said to him, "Look, can you my Rebbe? Didn't the Rebbe teach it? Didn't you learn?" Can't pass in front of your Rabbo. Had you walked from Menish Neimah to Milba Machane Yisrael? So it's 12 miles away, just like Machane Yisrael. That's the shear that we just learned that you self-taught us that you can't pass in your Rebbe Yimuvah because we're in 12 miles, 12 million. Rebbe Mana Rabbo, Kosev Tziporah. I mean, your Rebbe Mana is right now in Tziporah, which is in 12 miles. So how are you passing? How are you answering all these shaylas? I'm a law after what he said in yesterday. The others, may he says, may it come upon me evil that if I'm telling you that I did not know, I'm telling you, I did not do this. I would never have done this if I knew my Rebbe was in this in Tzipori within 12 amos, within 12 milet. And it's evil to come on me if I'm telling you, not telling you the truth. I did not know. Or from that time on, I've done come out here and never pass going to look at Shilas again. Again, he's not so sure what it mean. What it means was this mean that he didn't paskin as long as Rebbe was in Tzipori, or he never paskin again because a punishment for what self punishment what he felt he did, he violated the law of paskin in front of his Rebbe. Now, Mar pursues back to the sugya of Akko is it the Eretz Yisrael or not? Mar brings another raya that Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. Mar says that the Rabbi Yehuda Akko, Rabbi was an Akko, Chavad Padna, Nar Sholik Mekif Savilil. He saw a person going up from a rock to a higher ground, and he assumed he was doing that. He was going from there. He was crossing off, going out of Akko, going into Chutz Laaretz. And was going from the border to the Chutz Laaretz. Amalei said to him, "Lest not be the Palakana. Aren't you the son of this Kohen? Aren't you the son of that Kohen? Rabbi Yehuda Akko, is your father not a Kohen? If you're Kohen, how can you go into an area? That's not how can you go into once you go out of your area, go into Chutz Laaretz, you're going to Tumas Amim, you're becoming Tomei. How could you're Kohen, you have to be careful. How are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to go there." Amalei said to his Rebbe, "Eino, Shalaba, Yugavot." My father's eyes were raised up. Menosi Sheino Genes. My father's eyes were raised up. And the Marfuld explains, what did he mean if my father's eyes were raised up? It means to say, he says, that his eyes strayed, he went up and he followed his eyes and saw a beautiful woman who was a Gerusha, and he went and married her. And the Kohen is allowed to marry a Gerusha. And therefore, he married a woman that wasn't proper. And I'm the Chol, he became a Chol, I am the Chol. Therefore, I am Pasul Lekahuna, and therefore, I don't have to worry about Tumas Kohen, Tumas Meis, because the fact that I don't have any halakas of the Kohen, because I'm a Chol, and I'm allowed to be Metal. Now the Gemara goes into the famous Brisa of Tehumim, which is a tremendous arichos in Rishayim, Achrayim, and various verses in the Gemara, both in the Shalmei and the Bavli, as to what the borders are of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to do this rather quickly. There are many, many places that mention, and Farshim go into great detail. This is where Chaim Kanievsky's Pirish, the Artskol Pirish, goes into each one where it is today, as far as what we know. We're just going to mention, read the Gemara, and I'll leave that for your further clarification, just to get through the Brisa. So the Gemara discusses where we see that part of Eretz Yisrael. We go to the din of Tchum and Eretz Yisrael, what the north and the south. Talking about the early Bavel, what was the level of where Eretz Yisrael began, both in the south and the north? What are the borders? Tchum and Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, called Shechzik Oli Bavel, wherever the early Bavel took possession, wherever they were conquered, that's the part of part that we consider the tomb of the borders of Eretz Yisrael itself. Borders of Eretz Yisrael. Marcel, again, the price is as follows. Parshas Choymas. The Choymas Road. Parshas Choymas, which is the entrance to Choymas. The Migdal Shir. This is considered the western border from along the Mediterranean Sea. The Migdal Shir, Migdal Shit, the Migdal Shit, the Shina Dror, and Shina Dror. Again, this is also mentioned places that are near the modern city of Caesarea, which is a city that existed from the time all the way back from the Shur Ben Nun. Katsira de Galila, that the was also near the Galil. The Atveria, the Chivrasa, and Chivrasa, and the Ubeisinsa, and Beisinsa. Again, in something up north near the Tveria, the Kuvia and Kuvaya, and the which is near Tzfat, Milsa Devir, and Milsa of Devir. The also near Tzfat, the Birya Rivsa, and the greater Birya, the larger Birya. A lot of which is near Meiron, Tafnis, also in this area that's up north, near Tzvat, the Safanta and Safanta, there's something near the Yam, near the Sea of Galil, Mecharta the Yasir, which we said is the, I don't know where that is today, also up north someplace from Saida Abbasa and the road leading to Abbasia, which is an area where, again, near the Jordan River, and Roshe Megaton, and the, the river waters of Gaton, the Gaton Atzma and Gaton itself, the city of Gaton itself, someplace near the Jordan River, Meisfar, the Marcheshes, which again some say is also near Beishan, all the way further up north, Migdal Karov, the Ulam Rafsa, and the greater size of the greater Ulam. There was two different places called that. This was the larger one. This is a famous, known, famous mention by the Battle of Maccabee in Nukvas Adiyun and Nukvas Adiyun, which is again someplace in the north of Eretz Israel. The Tukras, the Karaba Rabba the Masakra, the greater city of Masandra, which again is mentioned also near Tzfat, the fortress near Tzfat. Tanagula, Eloy, the middle of Gisrin, and upper Tanagola, which is near Caesarea, the Reuches, the missile of Oitzra, and Tractum, which is near the city of Oitzra. This is a city that was a very, very built-up city, near a very high area where they could be protected from the armies, built up on rocks, Mila de Zarbia, and we don't know where that is. Nimrin, also near Tiberia, Beis Sevel, Beis Sechel, and an area of Beis Sechel. Uknas, the city of Uknas, which is again near someplace near the Jordan River. Rafiat Takagra and Rafiat Kavchagra, which is, many learn, is also up north. The Derech Hagdola Lechus HaMidbar, the great road that leads to the desert, And again, there's no clear what this refers to. It's referring to the north, all the way by the Jordan area. It's referring to the south. Not clear exactly where this is referring to. Cheshbon V'Yakwa, not from Dered, Cheshbon, the Arab stream, and the Zered, the stream of Zered, which is flows near the Jordan River. And this is something that's mentioned in Tanakh on more than one occasion. Whether it's just today we know where it is, it's not so clear. Yigas Adusa, again an area up north. Rakam Gua, which is Kadosh Maneya, which is brought down in the Chumash. We have this all the way at the end of the border, Agave Ashkelon, and the gardens of Ashkelon, not Ashkelon itself, but the gardens of Ashkelon, which border Ashkelon, were all considered part of the Olei Bavel, that they conquered it, and they came back and inhabited those cities when they returned. What about Ashkelon itself? Ashkelon Atzma, what about Ashkelon? Is that Eretz Yisrael? Is that not Eretz Yisrael? Gemara's Kasha. Gemara says, Rabbiva Bishop Marzira, Mandra Tarani, to learn the Bryce and Kani the Ashkelon, the guards of Ashkelon on the border of the area that came back, that Ezra came back, that they took back by early Bavel. Adam Ashkelon Luchutz, and it says Ashkelon itself must be on the outside, since it says specifically that the borders, the Ganya, the guards of Ashkelon, which was on the border, the outskirts of the city, was the area that was the early Bavel, that the people came back with Ezra inhabited, they conquered and inhabited. It doesn't say anything about Ashkelon itself. Vice versa, Ashkelon is itself not part of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't come back to take that part, and therefore it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses, not so clear of this. Ashkelon had many, many references it, the Chazal, exactly what the status of Ashkelon is. Shimon Rabbi Shimon Chalofti, Shimon the name is the name of Chalofti. Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Ben Akfar Nimnu Ashkelon Tavayu. Rabbi and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Akfar, they went ahead, they took a misbah, they took a count on the airspace of Ashkelon to decide whether it's considered Tomei or Tor. They wanted to know, this was a city on the border of Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to know, should it be considered Tomei like Chutz Loretz, or is it Tor like Eretz Yisrael? Is it Din of Eretz Hayamim or not? So they went ahead and they did the airspace, they measured the airspace to decide whether it's considered Tor or Tomei. It says, Mi Rav Yuchas Ben Yair, based on time to Rav Yochanan, who was a Kohen, Shama Yodin Ayin Ol Sidkei Shal Hakohen, he said they used to go down to the Arab marketplace in Ashkelon, but he used to buy wheat, Volo Nior Dein, and came back to our towns. Tov and Okum again, we toveled it, we immersed it, went to the mikvah, and then we came back and we ate in our truma. We ate in our truma. So Amaisa, we see, and since they were Kahana, they were allowed to go there. So it had to be Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have been able to go to the market in Ashkelon. If Ashkelon was Kutzlo, it had become Tame. So it's from there, based upon Pinkerton testimony, Pinkerton Ben Yair, they knew, they were able to paskin that the Avira Shal Ashkelon is a din of Eretz Yisrael and has the halachas, all the status, all the halachas of Tumah V'Taira of Eretz Yisrael and not of Chutz Laaretz. The Malka, the next day, the same Kachama went and took an account to decide whether Ashkelon decided to be treated like Eretz HaAmim, like Gabi Padrin and from Yisrael. So if it's Eretz Yisrael, it's a Chiyah Maisar. So the question is, do we have... Do the same halacha applies or not? Now, Pinchas Ben Yair just said the day before, they paskin like him that it did have a din of, they saw that it is din Eretz Yisrael. So, what's the shot about Meiser? Eretz is Lagabe, maybe Lagabe, the din Meiser is different. Now, Raya from Pinchas Ben Yair, Pinchas used to go buy it during Yer Shvi'ah, how could they buy it there? It's that, on some level, it wasn't treated, Lagabe Meiser was Trumas and Meiseros, and Shvi'ah wasn't treated like Eretz Yisrael, like Kutz Laaretz. So, they went ahead and they paskin that it's Kutz Laaretz. Meiser of Ishmael, Yosef, the other Mishael, Shmuel Zamyoko, who was used to lean on Ben Kafara, took his hands from Ergas Kola. He was upset, and he took his hands away from him. He didn't want to join him in his psak. He felt he was wrong. He should, like, as a sign, you should rethink your position. I don't want to touch you. Later, Shmuel said to him, why did you not say to me before? Maybe I'm not shocked to attack my man. Why did you ask me? Why did I remove my hands from you? He said, I'm like, I would have told you. Edmol, I said to you that star was a Pekas Ben Yair shows that it was star. It didn't have Thomas to a Tyrus Eretz Yisrael. I'm the one who was Matame. I'm the one who can make a tar. But now I'm telling you, my source, I'm in this bash, in this kashva, without Torah. Maybe like Abed didn't have, I mean, conquered on some level of Midaraisa. It does have a level of Daraisa of Tum, and therefore it would be Mechuyev and Trumas and Maisa. So in other words, maybe as if he conquered it. I don't agree with you. I agree with you before. We can look at it like it's Tumay V'Taira, but I can't agree with you that it is that it should be a din of it. Maybe Lagabi din Daraisa, they were Kovi Shit. It was didn't have a din of Kivush Aretz, my fault explains. And therefore it has a din. Says about Pnei Moshe, Schaiv Maisos. Maybe it's a din Daraisa, he is Machaiv Maisos. That's why the Shodi disagreed with the Psak. So how can I go ahead and agree with you? Patri from Maisos, but din Torah. If it did Torah, maybe it's Machaiv. So therefore the Gemara didn't really answer this question, but the Gemara does discuss. When do we say that a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael and over here in Eretz becomes Tame? Because it's Tumas Ha'akom. When is that? When do we say that such a thing applies? One decision to make Ashkelon by Eretz Yisrael, 40 days everyone agreed to, nobody slugged it up, nobody undid it. Until that time, they accepted it, that the Pesach, that it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Tahar. Mele, for 40 days, it stays the same halacha, and it doesn't change. But we hold Ashkelon was a Chutz Laaretz until now. We made a mistake. Is that what you're saying? That you made a mistake? Until then, they changed. They always thought it was Thomas Amim, and now they changed it. So everything we did before was a mistake. Is that possible? So I said, no, can't be that. I said, you wait 40 miyad, mitmeya, mishamitmeyadaka. It says that a person who's over at Avodah Zarah in Ashkelon is Tomei immediately because he's living with Avodah Zarah. And it doesn't make difference. If we look at it like as if he lived there 40 days even before the Gezerah. Gezerah does not affect him at all. It's not, it does not, that not him. It's considered, we made a Gezerah that is considered Torah. But it's about the Zohar, it's considered, it remains Tameh. As long as it remains Tameh for 40 days, it remains 40 days. It becomes immediately becomes Tameh. We look at it as if he lived there 40 days and immediately what he does, it becomes Tameh and it is awesome. And that doesn't change the status of the din of the Akum, of the din of Eretz Yisrael, the Gabi din Tumas Ashkelon.